The fires are still burning in Alberta, Canada, but two oil companies say they have resumed limited production in the oil sands outside of Fort McMurray. That's the city that's been devastated by the largest wildfire in Alberta's history, which started on May 1st and caused Canada's overall oil production to be cut in half.
The fire is still officially classified as out of control. It's burned more than 620 square miles. Joining us now is Mike Flanagan. He's a professor at the University of Alberta and director of the Western Partnership for Wildland Fire Science. Professor, welcome. And can you just start by telling us, what do we know about how this fire started?
This fire in Fort McMurray is still under investigation. It's probably a human-caused fire because they're common in the spring, and the location is so close to town. We've had a very mild winter, little snow cover, followed by a hot spring, a dry spring. So the fuels are tinder dry. You walk through the forest, it crunches, and then you get ignition, and then we had hot, dry, windy weather, and all the perfect ingredients, and away we go for a big fire.
Right. So, I mean, speaking of the hot weather, I'm seeing that it's been up to 90 degrees Fahrenheit in Calgary this spring, 10 degrees warmer than the previous record for high temperatures during this season. But on the other hand, some would say that's not terribly unusual for an El Nino year. Is there a broader pattern we should be looking at?
El Nino does affect our weather, and it was a strong El Nino, and that's the reason for extreme conditions in terms of the dry fuels and the warm weather. But we have seen the area burned in Canada has doubled in the last 45 years, and this is due to human-caused climate change. But similar studies in the western United States and Alaska show similar things. And one of the key features here is temperature. And I get asked all the time, why temperature? Well, there's three reasons. And quickly, one, the warmer it is, the longer the fire season. Our fire season officially started March 1st in Alberta this year, 1 month earlier than it used to. Second, the warmer it is, the more lightning you get. Generally, the more lightning you get, the more fires you get. Third, the warmer it is, it's causing increased evaporation, evapotranspiration, increased drying, unless there's an increase in precipitation to compensate for this drying effect. But the models of the future suggest that we will not see that kind of increase. We found in recent research that for every degree of warming, you need a 15% increase in precipitation to compensate. The projection scenarios for the future just don't have that. So it's going to be warmer with drier fuels. Drier fuels are critical because it's easier for fires to start and spread.
Wow. So if I hear you correctly, say we see, you know, 2 or even 3 degrees of warming, we'd need a 45% increase in precipitation to counteract that?
Yeah, 2 would be 30%, 3 would be 45%. Yeah, and the models just don't suggest that. Some places get some increase, but nothing like that. In some places, unfortunately, even less precipitation than they currently get.
Okay. Now, did I also hear you correctly earlier when you said that you've seen twice the amount of acreage being burned in recent years in comparison to times past?
Yes, it's double an area burned. But there's similar trends in western United States and Alaska.
So doesn't that then further affect or amplify climate change? Because, I mean, we're talking about the forests of the Northern Hemisphere. They're huge and important in terms of being carbon sinks for the atmosphere. And if those things are going up in flames, might that not make climate change even worse?
Definitely. Our Canadian forests, many years, are carbon sources now because of things like fire and insects killing trees. So there's a potential for a positive feedback. I underline potential. There's vast legacy carbon stores, I'll call them peat bogs. Peat's been building up over thousands and thousands of years, and we have large reserves in Canada, Alaska, and Siberia. A study in Indonesia found that peat burning there in 1 year was equivalent to 20 to 40% of global fossil fuel emissions. The boreal forest has 30 times more peat carbon than Indonesia. Now, they were burning under special conditions, and in Indonesia, they were draining peatlands and things like that. So there's the potential for more greenhouse gases from burning the peat. So the context here is a positive feedback. The warmer we get, the more fires we get. The more fires we get, the more greenhouse gases we get, which makes it even warmer.
Well, Mike Flanagan is a professor in the Department of Renewable Resources at the University of Alberta and the director of the Western Partnership for Wildland Fire Science. Mike Flanagan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Meghna.